the first chapter of 1 Peter. I will mention this just before I read scripture. They have been having a problem on the camera somehow with the sound system picking up the choir. It will pick up talking and the preaching, but for some reason, something is keeping it from hitting the choir as they sing. And they're in the process of trying to figure that out and work that out. But I wanted to mention it that those at home and are listening that we know about it but haven't got it worked out yet. First chapter of Peter, 1 Peter, in the first verse, it says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, and through obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath it on us again and through a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that they did not obey is heard in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to receive revealed in the last time that he is our scripture for today. These first century Christians that Peter was writing to were facing some hard days. They were dealing with times that had hitting over everything in their world could come crashing down. All that they relied on, actually, could be in a moment brought to nothing. In the Lord, they had it on Peter's heart to write words of consolation, words of hope, and words of encouragement and to peace as hates facing such uncertainty. I'll be honest, all days it seems have their difficulties, discouragements, and doubts. They touch all of our lives. Life is constantly changing. And what was for these saints also is good to us. But what a place to speak. And what really caught my attention is that before Peter ever addressed their difficulties, Peter addressed their blessings. Before Peter ever talked about all their facing in life, Peter reminds them of how God has blessed them in life. I noticed that he started out calling them strangers scattered in the first verse. Peter is recognizing that as far as the world is concerned, they are the outcast. They are scattered because of their faith in Christ. Peter recognizes that is their lot in life. But he goes on and he says in the second verse, elect, that is the idea that those world thinks so live loves you. God loves you. The world rejects you. But God has chosen you. But Peter reminds them that is their real standing in life. But he talks about their blessings. That is on my heart. God, he, Peter is reviving them to count their blessings. I want to revive us of what Peter reminded him of. First of all, Peter tells them that God's mercy has reached us in the past. Peter says in verse 8, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. That word, mercy, talks about how that a superior reaches out to an undeserving one of low estate and blesses him greatly. That is what Peter is saying. Thank God in his abundant mercy reached out when we were undeserving, and he saved us by his amazing grace. Peter actually describes the whole process that gives up the second verse. Peter says, according to the foreknowledge of God. That is the idea that God shows us happy prior college and he say what that doesn't mean. That is a saying that God determined back in eternity could be saved or lost. That isn't it at all. But it means that God had his mind and heart set on head, shut head him facing, facing above. Had he said, if eternity passed, God saw everything about us. God realized how ungodly how we were. But God chose to love us. God said, I'll have mercy. I'll extend grace. And if they fail, turn to me. I will save him by my grace. So, God's mercy reached us out back in the past. But then Peter says, God's glory awaits us in the future. Peter says that he has begotten us again to a life hope. Thou heard lively he say a living hope. Piteous who had inheritance incorruptible undefiled and that faded not away preserved in heaven for you. When I think about that, Peter says, our hope is a wishful thinking. The world's idea of hope is that I hope I get that. I hope that happens. I hope it all is all right. But our hope is rock solid hope because it is based on Christ. Peter says our inheritance is incorruptible. Peter is saying nothing can ruin it. It is beyond the reach of death. Beyond the reach of danger. Beyond the reach of the devil. Thank God our inheritance is incorruptible. But also he says undefiled. That means nothing can taint it. I look around. I realize that sin has stained everything. Our world is under a curse. I realize our bodies are under a curse. I look around. A lot of us wear glasses. Wear God, to prepare our inheritance and his undefiled to be no more sickness, to be no more sadness. Thank God, no more sorrow. Also, former things passed away. There'll be no more cancers. No more nursing homes. There'll be no funeral homes. Thank God, no more violence. I realize that in heaven there'll be no more trials. Peter said that is our inheritance. But he also said that it faded on away. That is like a fading flower. And he says, prepare our inheritance fadeth not away. The last probably year or so, most people have watched as their retirement has faded away because of the fluctuations of Wall Street. But thank God, our inheritance over there has not faded away. There is nothing that can destroy it. Nothing to defile it. Nothing that will ever change it. All of heaven is being kept for us by God. And I thank God today all that heaven has, God is keeping that reserved in heaven for us. But here's a question. What if something happens if I can't get there? God's got it reserved. God has it waiting. But I have to get there. Well, Peter says that is all I do. He said that God's power is keeping us in the presence. Verse 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last Peter said, not only is God keeping heaven for us, But God is keeping us over heaven. That word camp is a military word. It means to surround, to encircle. God, by His power, is keeping us for heaven. Our world, it seems to be falling apart all around us. College is heart safe on campus. Shoppers at Walmart are safe. Riding down the highway, it is nothing to beat up somebody firing a gun at a car. Our world has lost their minds. I want to tell you, I thank God for His blessings. Chris taught it in the lesson. I thought, Chris, you're teaching my message how he ought to be thankful for God's salvation. Thankful for the hope in heaven. But thankful that God is keeping us in this world. Hardy and I were talking last Sunday at the door. I made the statement. I heard somebody say recently that our world is an angry world. It seems like everybody is angry at things. Our world is wicked, violent, ungodly. But I'm glad I've got somebody keeping me. Not just in the good times, but the hard times. Not just in the happy times, but sad times. Not just when all is well, but even when all is messed up. I thank God that He is keeping me. I feel kind of like David in the Psalms. My cup runneth over. God has blessed me far greater than I could ever tell. And I'll be honest, this week, being the week of Thanksgiving, have we had a lot to thank God for. And I'll be honest, all week, or ask as in a hard week. I told Alice Christ that. I feel like that week was the week that didn't want to end. Just seemed like always something going wrong. But I stand today and I say, God has been good to this old boy. And in all that happened, I see how God is blessed and how praising that He's keeping us by His power. That is what God has placed on my heart. I hope that it was a blessing and a help unto your life. I'll let them come to the instruments and we'll stand. This offhand may be an evening in your heart. I invite you to come and let God help you touch your heart today while they pray.